This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The power of the Holy Spirit changes people when they believe in the good news. And when we tell others about Christ, we need to depend on that very Holy Spirit to open their eyes and to convince them that they need salvation. His power changes them, not our cleverness or our persuasion. So without the work of the Holy Spirit, our words, well, they're meaningless. The Holy Spirit not only convicts people of sin, but also assures them of the truth of the gospel. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 today. Going to pick it up in verse 4, but for context, let's take it back to the beginning and let's begin to read what Paul the Apostle, writing to this church in Thessalonica, had to say. He said, "Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the assembly of the Thessalonians in God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We always give thanks to God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers and remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and perseverance of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ before God and Father." And then verse 4, "We know, brothers, loved by God, that you are chosen, and that our good news," verse 5, "comes to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much assurance. You know what kind of men we showed ourselves to be among you for your sake." The Living Bible of verse 4 and 5, our text for today, says, "We know that God has chosen you, dear brothers, much beloved of God. For when we brought you the good news, it was not just meaningless chatter to you. No, you listened with great interest. What we told you produced a powerful effect upon you, and the Holy Spirit gave you great and full assurance that what we said was true. And you know how our very lies were further proof to you of the truth of our message." Now, you could read verse 4 this way. You could say, "We know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you." Now, the fact is, the longer you walk with Christ, the longer you work in faith and labor in love and stand in your endurance of hope, the more you're going to come to realize that you never found Christ, he found you. And man, did some of us give God a real run for his money. Let's face it, many of us were quite difficult, cagey, and stubborn, and yet, here we are. And he certainly didn't choose us because of our personal and intrinsic value. Most of the time, I think I'm just trouble for the master, really. D.L. Moody once said, "I'm glad the Lord chose me before I was born. I don't think he would have chosen me after I'd done some living." Yes, indeed. But Paul says the church knew that they were chosen. Now, perhaps it was just that that made them work in faith and labor in love and endure in hope. Maybe it was just the fact that they knew God chose them, and that was enough. If God, creator of the universe, found them, picked them up, and called them his own, nothing else mattered. And you see, that's why it's such an amazing thing that God has chosen us in humanity for the salvation through the blood of his Son, and yet so many of us still reject his intervention. Now, Paul, he knew that the gospel was more than just about talk. It was more than just about words. It was about the supernatural power of God being actually manifested, actually lived out in this world. It is about being filled with the Holy Spirit. It is about being filled with the very presence of God in all of our living, our choices, and our very essence. For these believers there in Thessalonica, it was about more than just church attendance or some acceptance of a creed or even some neo-political stance. It was about a supernatural way of living wherein our Maker and our Savior had their backs and guided their steps, just as he does for those of us that are his children today. They believed in a world where God can and will do anything. A world where God found us and made us new and set us on a path of a full and meaningful life. God, who is corporate for mankind, engaged in our destiny And he engaged in a personal way for my path and my calling and my purpose. In all of this, our text tells us that these believers were assured, that we too are assured. And because of that assurance, we live in him in all things. We love him because he first loved us. We are sure about where we stand. I wonder just how many of us relate to the gospel of Jesus as a fact, as a discipline, as an act of obedience, but we've still never known the gospel in power. Now, perhaps there has never been the supernatural, the miraculous poured out in your life. That seems readily evident. And I think many of us were in our life testimony is that Jesus is without power to change us or affect our worldly station. Look, we as modern Christians, we'll go to church, we'll read our Bibles, we'll walk relatively moral lives. We often verbally testify of God's gospel truth, but rarely, though, is there a real manifest of God's gospel power being poured out of us. Now, perhaps that's because the first is merely spoken and believed, and the latter, well, that has to be lived. So we can thus assume few of us have ever really known such a force outside of ourselves, one that joins with our living in God and to further God and kingdom. I wonder, have we known this power to manifest real and concrete changes in our lives today? Have we experienced that unearthly force which is stronger than our emotions and deeper than any worldly dream? Paul knew this power. He knew that side of the gospel. That manifest of God's power played out in his own personal life and ministry. And further, it wasn't just his imagination either, because he set his very life out there for everyone to see and said, "Look, do you see the supernatural of Christ manifest in my life? Do you see the attributes of the Spirit?"
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit BelieversTogether.com.